Chapter 4. I not kill Capitan. The black and white and pink jumpsuit should have made Rada Tesima look foolish, as was its apparent intent. But Tesima's innate dignity won out. While only of average height, his delicate features and straight carriage, even in shackles, lent him a nobility seldom seen in the Fourth Avenue jail. He didn't look like a murderer, but few murderers did.
My wife, my children.
He swallowed, then tried again.
You must help them.
A spate of cursing rang through the corridor outside, mingling with a woman's answering, Please, baby, don't be like that. I just sucked him, not fucked him. Although relatively new, the jail already reeked of damaged dreams and lost hope. Tesima didn't belong here. I leaned across the table. Mr. Tesima, did you or didn't you show up at Ernst's house yesterday morning? If you did, why didn't you call the police immediately? And if you didn't, why not? A flicker in his eyes, a quick look away. Here came the lies.
I told police I busy with other loving care client that morning. I call Captain Ernst, say I come later in day. He say is fine.
Loving care?
Name of agency I work for. Have many clients, not just Captain.
Did you give the police the other client's name? He looked down at the floor.
Name not important.
There had been no other client. Maybe the police were right and Tesima had snapped, but when I recalled the murder scene, the duct tape tying Ernst to his wheelchair, it didn't make sense. Tesima had a practical nurse's well-developed arm muscles formed by lifting people in and out of beds and wheelchairs. He wouldn't need to tape an old man down in order to beat him to death. A woman might, though. The cursing and crying outside started up again, even worse than before. So I